This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs Only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look now at your local and regional news. An update on a unique program was provided during the last meeting of the Almond Community School District's Board of Education. Board Secretary Russell Bureau did a presentation on the Watchdogs program. That's D-O-G-S, which is an abbreviation for Dads of Great Students. This is a program that is used in the Orchard Primary School to support recesses, classroom support, student safety, and more. The Watchdog program involves fathers, stepfathers, grandfathers, and any real father figure who volunteers at least one day a year or more to help enhance security and create a more positive, safe learning environment. They can help patrol school grounds, help with traffic, supervise school events, and assist in the classroom to act as a positive role model, an extra set of eyes and ears. The goal of the Watchdog program is to increase father involvement in schools, provide positive male role models for students, and deter bullying by creating a greater sense of security. And another local and regional news. Huntington Bank informed the Frankenmuth Police Department and the Frankenmuth Chamber of Commerce that fake $100 bills are circulating in the area, as well as some $50 bills. Several local businesses have deposited fake $100 bills over the last 2 weeks. The appearance of the fake bills is described as an older style bill with a texture that feels a bit thicker than real currency. A distinguishing feature is that the bills have a small logo face in the center, which likely means it's a poor quality security imitation. However, the bills are still good enough to pass the iodine pen test, but fail to go through the verification process at financial institutions. The Frankenmuth Police Department Chief Don Maurer urges businesses and consumers to make sure that they check the security features built into real money, which include security threads, color-shifting ink, and watermarks. When in doubt, refuse the bill, and if you suspect that you've received counterfeit money or witness someone attempting to pass the money off as real, notify a store manager or the Frankenmuth Police by calling 911. In at least two reported incidents last week, the suspect used a specific method of operation, which included ordering a food or low-cost item, paying for it with the $100 bill, taking the change, but then leaving the premises without taking the food order or goods with them. The Frankenmuth Police Department is working on the issue and networking with other agencies to identify the culprit. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Did you know you can fit full sheets of plywood and drywall in the back of a Dodge Grand Caravan? This is Tyler. That's right, Dodge Grand Caravans with stow-and-go seats can make excellent work vehicles on top of being excellent people carriers. And we have one on our lot that you need to come check out. It's a 2019 Dodge Grand Caravan GT. It's in great shape and has 87,000 miles. Take it home or take it to the job site for just $16,580. Next up is a 2019 Cadillac XT5. It's all-wheel drive, it has 47,000 miles, it has an 8-speaker Bose audio system with Bluetooth, full power, leather, power liftgate, remote start, and a 3.6 V6. We're asking $22,980. If you're looking for a great third-row SUV with all-wheel drive, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It has 94,000 miles, you can take it home for just $23,480. Looking for a truck? We have a 2019 Ford F-150 FX4. It's 4-wheel drive, it has full power, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and WeatherTech floor mats. It has 74,000 miles, and you can take it home for $29,980. Come see me, Tyler Hansen, at Al Hansen Motors, where every car on our regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Russian President Vladimir Putin says some proposals in a U.S. plan to end the war in Ukraine are unacceptable for the Kremlin. They suggested a deal is still some ways off despite intense diplomacy by American envoys. U.S. President Donald Trump has initiated the major diplomatic push to stop the fighting, but peace efforts face tough demands, especially regarding Ukraine's territorial concessions and future security. In remarks to an Indian broadcaster before arriving there for a state visit, Putin described recent talks with U.S. envoys as necessary but difficult. His comments were published on Thursday. European leaders accused Putin of feigning interest in any peace efforts. Russian attacks on Ukrainian cities do continue and have still continued to cause casualties and damage. And in other national and international news, Israeli and Thai officials say remains of militants in Gaza that were handed to Israel were those of a Thai agricultural worker killed during the attack that started the war 2 years ago. The return of the man's remains leaves a single hostage to be returned in the first phase of the ceasefire deal. Hamas and Israel have both accused each other of breaking the ceasefire agreement, and questions linger over the plan's upcoming phases. Meanwhile, Palestinians in Gaza were mourning on Thursday the death of 5 members of a family following an Israeli airstrike. Israel says it targeted a Hamas militant in retaliation for an earlier attack that wounded 5 Israeli soldiers. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.